Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Lunger.
I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle. And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, in convenient and easy to listen to podcast form. Hi, Glenn. It's been a long time since we were able to record one because of holidays and insurrections and sadness and feelings and things.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple of weeks.
Yeah.
For everyone in the whole world still.
True.
And then also me specifically on top of it. My dog died. I'm sad.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like recording last week. So we didn't. The week before that, I just don't think we couldn't work out a time to record.
Yeah, I forget the timeline of how everything went down, but it's just not been great. Not been great. Yeah. So I'm excited to have a new friend of the show on the episode today. Yeah, I'm excited to learn.
We're back with a guest this week.
Yeah.
You might know him from his Dry Bar comedy special. You might know him from his album that I produced. Everybody, it's our friend Ricky Glore.
Hey, it's a me.
It's a me. You. Welcome
How's
to the show.
How's everybody doing besides all the sadness? I think I can beat every sadness that's going on in the world. I am currently COVID positive and isolated from my wife and daughter who live in the same house. The cruel joke of being able to hear them but not see them for 10 days.
Oh, where are you quarantined in your house? Like what room?
Attic.
Oh, you're in the oh God.
He's like in the space between walls, like in Parasite.
There's can you see that? Can you see that tiny door that's like cracked open in the attic?
Oh my
that's
God! Yeah,
I didn't realize how correct I was when I made that joke.
Yeah, I'm not.
Are there facilities in your attic, or do you just like go in a bucket?
That's what the door is for.
I have a team of faculty, or my faculties. I have we have a second floor guest bedroom, so that's where I've been quarantined isolating, which there's a path to a guest bathroom, which then is on the same path to the stairs that go up to the attic. So I've had like the workspace of the attic and then the guest bedroom to dine and sleep and watch HBO Max.
How many days in are you now?
Let me look at the etchings on the door.
Yeah, check.
Wait, I have my... Yeah, I have my Chewbacca bandolier that I've added a pack onto for every day that I've been isolated. What do you think are in those pouches? Do you think that's ammunition?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really? Or, do you?
Wait a minute.
Well, hold on.
Glenn, were you saying yes with encouragement, or were you being like a 1920s like kid in a movie? Like, yeah, yeah, tell us, mister.
No, I think it's ammunition.
Really? Because, like, I don't know, in that universe, there never seems to be any need to
snacks?
What do you think? You don't need to reload. What do you need to reload?
Yeah, it's lasers. What is it, laser cartridges?
Come on.
Batteries.
Yeah, it's
batteries.
Fucking, it's literally probably boxes of Nerds, the candy, right? Like, he's snacking.
I want to make a deep cut, and I want to say it's the tiny aquariums that the trader, Art Carney, is trying to sell them in the Star Wars holiday special. Pocket aquariums.
Wow.
Somebody.
It's almost like I set myself up for that question just so I could know the answer.
There's usually a point in the episodes where Glenn and I acknowledge to each other that anyone who was listening is now no longer listening. So it's just good to get that. Yeah, it's good to get that out of the way really early.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't even remember.
Ken Plume sent me a high-res version of the Star Wars Holiday Special.
That's an oxymoron. How can it be high res when all transfers are from VHSs?
I don't know. I didn't actually watch it. I watched it once a couple years ago. I'm like, yeah, this is it's still bad. Like, I watched it once in college because a friend had it on VHS. I'm like, yeah, this is not good. This is what cocaine does. Is this?
Yeah, there's nothing. Well, no, it's what the variety. It's what the machine of variety television did in the 70s while going, yeah, 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 we'll call it Star Wars. I mean, one of the head writers for the comedy on it was Bruce Valanche.
Yeah.
So when your guest stars are Art Carney, Harvey Korman, and Bea Arthur, the finger's not exactly on the pulse of what's really kicking it for kids right around that time.
We do not stand for Bea Arthur slander on this podcast. Yeah.
What about
you? Can talk shit on Art Carney all you want.
Well, Art Carney's character is originally supposed to be Lando Calrissian. Thank God that didn't go that way. Can you imagine the scene? Yeah, well, but can you imagine that in the scene of Empire, like when they land in Cloud City and there's that awkward tension between him and Han, and he's like, "Ah, you old smuggler, come here." If it's the little Jewish man, Art Carney.
Oh, I thought you meant in the holiday special.
Yeah, in the holiday special that came out before
Empire. Oh, right, that was between. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
That was gonna be Lando. That'd have been amazing.
Did you watch the Lego holiday special?
I didn't. My brother said there's some nice nods.
It's nice because they kept it consistent in that it is an unwatchable piece of garbage.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, I hated
it.
Is it
better or worse than Rise of Skywalker?
I would rather watch any Star Wars movie, including the prequels and Rise of Skywalker, than
hold up.
20-minute Lego holiday special again.
Hold up, though. Would you rather watch Frozen 2?
Yes.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wow.
And I hate Frozen 2. For any listeners who don't follow me on Twitter and my pretty consistent series of tweets where I shit on Frozen 2.
I remember time that my wife and I were watching it, and you were like, "Oh, is it because your daughter wanted to watch it?" I was like, "My daughter was maybe one at the time."
Right,
and you're like, "Oh, you have no excuse." You're like, "Why are you voluntarily watching this?"
It's not like we brought our kids to it in the theater. I think that might have been it might be the last movie I saw in theaters.
Oh no!
Oh no! Did you start the pandemic?
Yeah.
No.
But we went and boy.
Yeah, he was doing he did an open mic in Wuhan. It was not great.
Frozen 2 is a real turd of a movie, and my children love it.
Does that mean your kids are real turds of children?
It means they have bad taste in movies. Which isn't really true. Like a lot of the stuff.
I was gonna say, how do you delineate then what is good and what isn't when they like something as bad as Frozen 2, but then they like Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Well, that's what I was gonna bring up. Like the one I watched Frozen 2, but like I watched Pee-wee's Big Adventure with my 2-year-old last night at her request. So I don't think it's that they have bad taste. I think it's they just got sucked into the world, you know?
Hey, just real quick, and I know we can't run video back because this is a live Zoom call and our audience listening to this episode can't see it, but was there a naked person running outside of the window behind you?
No.
Did you not see like what there was like something. No.
I think I know what happened. My wife ran by.
Was she naked?
She has pajamas on, but they're like a white and red pattern. So like I feel like in the blurry window, I could see how that would look like.
Okay,
because my wife ran by my window. She was wearing Sue Storm pajamas.
Okay.
And
it was very distracting. I missed everything that happened afterwards. It doesn't matter because I don't think we started our topic yet.
No. We should probably do that since we've been rambling about movies that suck for 10 minutes. But hey, Ruby Floor, what's a thing that you would like to know more about?
What's a thing I would like to know more about?
That probably has a Wikipedia page.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Because I was talking about it earlier, it can be something that I know a little bit about.
I just saw the naked person like again. I just saw the naked person again.
100% looked like a naked person.
Yeah.
Cool. It was my fully clothed wife.
Sure.
Walking by the window, just being like, goods for sale. So I'm going to say the British Secret Service, MI6.
Okay. A thing I don't really know very much about. It's the M Ministry of Intelligence.
I think that's something else.
Mr. Invisible.
Midi
chlorine injection. Mandalorian icebox.
So
I know they have ministries for stuff. Like we have departments, they have ministries.
Yeah. MI6? Is it not? Is that not the real name? Or is that just like Is that Fooey from James Bond?
I think MI5 is the real one, and MI6 is like the made up James Bond one because it's like one more. So it's like,
look, we're going
cool.
to blow your mind. We're going to really make something up, but we're just going to add one number to it.
Man, I know fuck all about this topic. So
yeah, I know.
What
right?
are the? Like, you got to think there's one through five. If that's six,
sure.
Yeah. What are MI6? The other ones? Like what's
like Men in Black?
Right.
Is black like the initial color they went with, or did it end up black? The absence of color.
Or so are you proposing that there's other secret shadow organizations like Men in
Lantern
Red?
Lantern Corps.
Yep. Yeah. 100%.
Okay.
It's like the game Clue, Men in Mustard, Men in Peacock, Men in Scarlet. There were Men in Scarlet. So MI6, yeah. though, are you guys
I'm
just
trying
gonna...
to think if that's the real one or if it's just made up for James Bond. Like,
no,
I think
made
I think
up
the
for James Bond.
Oh, boy.
I'm
so it's like they're CIA. Like, they're like.
Yeah.
It's their sneaky friends.
Sneaky
friends, yeah. It's their.
That
their
was the original name for friends. It. Was Sneaky Friends.
I think it's better.
Sneaky Friends is better.
You don't have to worry about what it stands for. Like, you know.
But here's the thing: is that a I can't think of the proper English word for it. Like Excellent. Sneaky friends. No, but like sneaky friends. Are they truly your friends if they're being sneaky? Or is that what makes
Yeah,
it,
they
like,
could be
the
like
secret...
planning you a surprise party or like to overthrow your government.
Well, they're our friends. They're not being
That was the slogan.
Like if we were British, right? They would be our friends. We wouldn't be the ones they're being sneaky to. They're Correct. Being sneaky to everyone else. They're our friends who are sneaky.
Oh,
sneaky
but you're
friends.
Saying there's no Big Brother aspects. You don't think our own FBI cuz CIA is our foreign.
Yeah,
you
CIA
think...
is foreign. FBI. Yeah. No, FBI is not sneaky friends. They're just sneaky. Right?
Oh,
but
okay.
But CIA but the CIA would be our sneaky friends.
So well, I just mean this, it like if
yeah.
like past guest of the show Pat Jansen, I might describe him as my tall friend Pat Jansen because he's like 6'9" or whatever.
Right.
But that doesn't mean he's being tall at me, you know? Like that's just a description.
Right.
Yeah,
he doesn't
gonna...
isn't actively being tall. Being
he's
right.
not like
he has a choice.
Aggressively being taller than me.
Right.
I feel like
I'm just gonna like I'm gonna just go on the record and say, Glenn, I don't care what you think. That's what I'm gonna say it is.
That could just I be like the subheader of this show.
Yeah.
Glenn the
what?
Improvised Wikipedia podcast where John doesn't care what Glenn thinks.
Yeah.
So what does MI mean in
I gave
MI6?
Like, I gave like half a dozen answers and you guys gave me nothing back. So one of you boys has to step up and start saying some MI words.
It stands for Mastodon Impotence.
Yeah, those boys could not get it rock hard.
Could not. That's why they're not
that's
around
why,
anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Can I take they're a too... real shot? I'm going to say Ministry
Whoa,
Intelligence.
How dare you? How dare you, Ricky Glore? How dare you drive our comedies, Ricky Glore?
How dare I come on your podcast and just whip out my intelligence?
I'm gonna give it a real try as if Mastodon Impotence wasn't genuine.
As if there's not a Secret Service intelligence agency named for the fact that an extinct animal couldn't maintain an erection.
Right?
Like, that's not as good of an answer for anything.
Honestly, if you were a secret intelligence agency, would you want the agency to be called the Secret Intelligence Agency?
Yeah, that's
no.
the throw them off the scent.
Yeah, my God. Mastodon
like the CIA is out there trying to find out what the UK is up to. And they're like, guys, we don't know. Hey. They're writing a lot about mastodon penises and how they don't work.
Do
and we can't find
Herbert.
Anything.
I want to create a secret intelligence. What shall we name it? Some Mastodon Impotence? Yes, I think we should name it that and give me a spot of tea.
It's interesting to me that that fellow just went to that right away and there was no workshopping at all. He
no.
was just like, no, this is what it's just that.
Yes, I am very just do it and say it. And that is it. I made the stamp for it.
First thought, rubber. Best thought, you know, like yeah. Sometimes you just got to pick a name. Doesn't have
and
to be
look,
a good one.
If there's already a stamp, who am I to get in the way? Who am I to get in the way of progress?
And I'm not going to be so blasé to think that I was the first one to think of it. I'm going to give it the number 6. I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt that there was a 1 through 5 of Mastodon.
So is that going to... Do we think it's like SEAL Team 6 where that's not the 6th SEAL Team? It's like just the name that, one, they thought sounded kind of cool, and two, implies other SEAL Teams?
Yeah, because there's, it's the alliterative. Like, they like the SEAL Team 6. I guess it could have been 7 too, but...
That would have sounded like too much like S Club 7.
So, so yeah. It would sound like they had a stutter, like Steel Team 7.
So,
Are you guys going to give me some more information on MI6 and what they are, when they started?
Well, yeah, we're, Jesus Christ, clearly a fan of the podcast.
So, a lot of what I know about British history,
I mean, what I know about
does come from Doctor
is,
Who. So,
yeah.
Yeah. A lot of it, like, I can tell you Queen Victoria started Torchwood because like, to fight werewolves, but you know, I feel
what?
Like
werewolves. I'm scared of werewolves. Where are
I'd
the
say,
wolves? There are the wolves.
Might have been around that same
time. Aren't wolves awfully similar to mastodons in the scheme of things?
And I would venture to say that often their impotence is highly regarded as something of a faux pas.
So who did start this bad boy?
Who started MI6?
When did we start the CIA?
Oh,
because I know George Washington had spies.
Sure.
There's that whole show.
Well, they were Elliot, largely you it. Needed. You needed the spies to defuse the bomb tiles, right?
Yeah, for when you smash them into the bombs. That's right.
Yeah, Well,
But they wouldn't have been like an official agency till later.
JFK was going to dismantle the CIA. That is one of the theories to why he was assassinated. I know that doesn't give you a start time, but that does give you
right. Well,
of
we know before then. I would have guessed then anyway. But like
I just watched a true crime doc about a serial killer.
Start it.
He couldn't get out of the bathtub, and he's like, "Oh, someone help me figure out what foreign entities got me so fat."
I mean,
I found out that's a myth.
Yeah, I did too.
And I was a little bummed out.
Yeah.
I don't know why, knowing that former American President Taft never actually got stuck in a bathtub.
Some truth, though. He's from Cincinnati, which is right across the river from me. And the true story was he didn't get stuck out and need multiple men to get him out, but he did create such a splash in a large tub that it dripped from the ceiling and into the dining area of a hotel he was staying at.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to do that after I...
fellas. Yeah,
I'm like, doing that after I get off this call. That's my plan.
You've never splashed... Who among us has not splashed the water out of a hotel?
Oh, I do say, who among us has not had a little bit of a leak of the H2O?
I've full on... flooded a bathroom, like one of the first hotels I ever stayed in. It's like that scene in Mike Birbiglia's movie about stand-up, not Don't Think Twice, the other one,
Sleepwalk with me,
where he's like jumping on the bed eating pizza. I didn't do that, but I did, like, I was hyped to like take a bath and it all splashed out because I hadn't taken a bath in like 100 years because I stopped doing it when I was a kid. It's like, I'm going to climb in there. And I like filled it up. And then when I got in, and I know about water displacement. Like, I'm not. It was a stupider move than it probably should have been. So thanks.
I like that your science whatever. Brain went to, gosh, I knew about water displacement in the
whatever shitty hotel the Wisecrackers in Scranton used to be.
Oh, Scranton. Oh, my God.
Man,
well, let's get back to the task.
What's a big event in, man, the thing is, like, Britain's been around a lot longer.
Yeah, and I mean, they fucked up the world for a while, right? So, like, it's just
they're out doing weird spy shit and like the Battle of Hastings. They're like, oh man, 1066, we gotta do some spy shit.
Well,
we gotta go see what Charlemagne's up to.
But was it a centralized intelligence that exists? So that's the question, is at what point did it become their FBI?
It does feel like some shit Thatcher would have done, right? Like, I know that's really probably much later than it actually was, but it does kind
of... I bet she threw a ton of money at it.
Yeah, it feels like...
That's when Q Branch was developed.
Yeah, she fucked with MI6, you know? Like, she was all about that life. So that's like what? Like mid-80s?
Oh yeah, I think we were late.
It's like late 70s, early 80s, probably, which is too late. I agree. I don't think that's the answer for MI6, but she was rock hard, like a mastodon.
Do you think it was Jeffrey Rush in a King's Speech?
Or
it was him? Listen, you stuttering fool, you need to stop stuttering, and you also need to spy on everyone all the time.
Or is this some like East Asia trading company? East India trading company.
Famous real place, Adia.
Fuck off.
Adia.
Go chase that fucking naked person out of your backyard, you weirdo.
That sounds like a really bad folklore, like Slender Man or something. Like, and I heard late at night in New Jersey, the New Jersey Devil? No. Naked woman. She's blurry as hell. And she runs
just a blurry naked librarian just running through the trees.
And she's just going, shh, like a librarian would, except for most of them 100% wear clothes.
Oh, that sounds, it's like a Sufjan Stevens concept album.
Don't make up people's names.
I'm sorry.
Sufjan Stevens. All right, MI6, I want to venture to say, definitely existed during Redcoat's time. Right?
I do want to lock in officially that MI5 is the real one and MI6 mm-hmm. is made up for James Bond.
Right. Yeah, but and I asked about MI6.
I want to go on record. So if we're going with James Bond movie lore.
Well, book first. Ian
Fleming. Yeah, you got to, Ian Fleming.
Fucking nerds.
Okay, let's go for the real.
Let's talk about books.
Not naked women running in my
You're married to a goddamn librarian, Glenn. You shut the fuck up.
And she can't figure out how to put clothes on because she's reading so much.
Why is she outside? It's January in a pandemic.
Let your wife inside. You have children. Do you make them sleep outside? Stop. What a terrible father husband you are.
Well, Ian Fleming was a legit spy.
Yeah, he was part of MI6 or MI5 or whatever.
When, though?
The World War II, definitely.
In the Deuce?
Sometime in a John le Carré novel.
He's out there doing spooky stuff.
He's out there spooking it up and dropping deuces.
Well, but he's got like microfilm and shit.
Do you think microfiche? Do you think the Redcoats? So like back during,
I don't think Ian Fleming was a Redcoat. If that's
no. Well, I mean, he could have worn red coats.
He's probably got like a red coat, sure.
Right, and he probably been like, "This isn't red."
Because what better way to sneak around than the brightest coat you can possibly find?
Well, James Bond is the world's greatest secret agent, and his reputation precedes him, and everyone knows him.
Yeah, everyone's heard of him.
Right, and he comes in wearing a white fucking tux in a red flower.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like Sean Connery and Goldfinger comes waltzing in the brightest white tux with a red flower over his heart.
I still think the most unbelievable part of Goldfinger is when Goldfinger is playing poker with a fucking boombox sticking out of his ear to cheat, and it's so visible from like a football field away, but nobody calls him on it.
Yeah,
never got past that part.
Goldfinger is also fantastic because it takes place in quote unquote Kentucky, where I'm from, at Fort Knox. And that is the most un-Kentucky looking like ranch I've ever seen.
So what does a Kentucky ranch look like for the uninitiated?
100% more horses probably back then in the 60s. And I don't think there is a horse. Probably the more unrealistic part is James Bond chasing Amy, pussy galore, and just forcing her to have sex. And then she's like, oh man, now I love dick. I'm no longer a lesbian. Did we lose Glenn? Is he looking for his naked woman?
No, he's just second when I kicked everything. Like I kicked the connection out of my computer and had to plug everything in real quick. I was trying to be quiet.
You're so angry. That.
I'm not angry.
All right, we have to narrow this down because James we're running out of time. We got to pick a time.
James Bond started the first. Six.
James
Bond. Wouldn't he have been 001 then?
I'm starting MI6, right. But I'm giving myself a demotion.
You do it same thing like SEAL Team 6. You just do it to make people think there's other ones. I like the theory that James Bond and 007 are like, they just get passed on to the next one.
Sure, they're monikers.
Yeah, like none of the guys, like they're all really named Doug, and then they just, like that's their, and that's why he tells it to everybody like a dumb idiot.
So when they like pull up these photos, well, here's the mess up thing when I never understood is all of the actors are supposedly all the same height. They had all been 6'2", and there's just no way Daniel Craig looks that tall.
I always picture him a lot shorter only because he looked like my one friend from high school who was like 4'10".
I always thought he was
Doug.
No.
He's always like been pocket also James Daniel. Bond. You could like pick him up, you know?
I feel like Sean Connery didn't look like the tallest man either, but then when you see him in other things, he had a much larger stature.
Yeah, like when he was dressed as a bear for the Avengers, he looked pretty big.
So good. Man, you want to see some strong acting at work. Ooh.
All right. We have to put like a year, a time frame down, because that's the only fact that we're gonna have to base.
I'm gonna say it happened before 1776. Okay. So I'm gonna put a date of the British intelligence, secret intelligence. We won't say MI5, MI6. I'm gonna say
Howard.
1687.
All right. What was popping off in the UK in 1687?
Your mom. Oh.
Oh my God, Glenn, you're so old.
They set up colonies.
Are you drinking Kool-Aid right now, Ricky?
You guys not hear me before when I was breaking out? This is vodka with some seltzer water and a scotch of grenadine.
Oh. Looks like either Kool-Aid or Pedialyte.
Oh yeah, it's Kool-Aid.
It does also look like you're drinking it out of the largest glass I've ever seen in my life.
It's perspective.
Yeah, see, like I'm sure that's smaller. Part of it.
It looks smaller when I pull it away, but then when I put it closer
got a flagon
to the
Kool-Aid, don't worry about it.
Like, oh God, I'm drinking you guys.
Is that a chipped off United Nations logo on there too?
Yes. Okay. It's actually it had the year of when MI6 was started.
I removed it before this podcast. Oh, it's too bad. Well, okay, we've got a date, so let's step aside, take a break, pay some bills, and when we come back from the commercial break, we'll pull up the official Wikipedia page and see how we did.
We still got time on this one. If you want to do the ad read now, and then we'll do the next call so we don't hit the 40 minutes.
Let's do it. Hey friends, it's me, John, from the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast.
And also me, Glenn, from the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast that I always host with my friend John.
It's true. We are here together to tell you about this week's sponsor. I'm very excited that these people stepped up to the plate and paid us $8 to support this week's show. Glenn, thrilled. The concept of streaking gave us $8.
Awesome.
To promote that as an activity you can do. So streak it up, I guess.
Do you want to draw attention to yourself, but then tell people that it's for like a larger issue, like the Vietnam War, but you just added that part on because you wanted to get naked at the baseball game? Try streaking.
Are you new to a organization and are being hazed? Take off all your clothes and run around.
Do you just like getting your gear out? Just do it. just let it all free and run down the street.
Do you have interesting or surprising genitals? Show the world.
Do you want to find out how wind resistant your business is? Only one way to find out. Let it flap in the breeze as you run across the stage at your cousin's quinceañera.
Are you sexually attracted to the Philly Fanatic?
Who
go
isn't?
To a baseball. Yeah, go to a baseball
honk,
game.
Honk, daddy.
Yeah.
Do you think the Philly Fanatic is upset that everybody thinks Gritty's cooler than he is?
Yes, I do. I really do.
They should kiss.
Yeah.
Use code Gritty and the Fanatic should kiss for 17% off streaking. They should kiss. And we're back.
Boy, are we. And I have up in front of me the official Wikipedia page for MI6. Oh, boy.
It is MI6? It's legit, well, MI6?
Well, let's dive in, because there's a lot to unpack here. We were kind of right and mostly wrong. So we'll start with the fact that this article is about the United Kingdom's Foreign Intelligence Agency. So we were right there.
I think we said that.
MI6 is the Foreign Intelligence Agency. Yeah. For the UK's domestic intelligence agency, CMI5.
Oh, so they did bump it up a notch.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, here we go. The Secret Intelligence Service, or SIS, commonly known as MI6, is the Foreign Intelligence Service of the United Kingdom, tasked mainly with covert overseas collection and analysis of human intelligence in support of the UK's national security. SIS.
It's called SIS?
Yeah.
Like, hey, SIS, you find anything about those foreign people?
SIS is a member of the country's intelligence community, accountable to the country's foreign secretary. It's the first paragraph. It's usually a good barometer for us to see how we did. If we stop
I had
there, we're
for
not...
a second, so I missed a lot of that.
Well, I mean, the opening... The opening paragraph, you know, we're pretty shot by shot. The more that I read, the more wrong we get. Sure. So let's just keep going.
That's never happened before.
No, first time. Formed in, drum roll, 1909.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Formed in 1909 as a section of the Secret Service Bureau specializing in foreign intelligence, the section experienced dramatic growth during World War I and officially adopted its current name around 1920. The name MI6, meaning Military Intelligence Section 6, originated as a flag of convenience during World War II when SIS was known by many names. It is still commonly used today. The existence of SIS was not formally acknowledged or officially acknowledged until 1994. That year, the Intelligence Services Act of 1994 was introduced to Parliament to place the organization on a statutory footing for the first time. It provides the legal basis for its operations. Today, SIS is subject to public oversight by the Investigatory Powers Tribunal and the Parliamentary Intelligence and Security Committee. There you go.
Does it say what 1 through 4 are?
Probably not on this page.
Geographical
so
section.
We could probably.
Maps. MI4 does like maps.
Well, and did 1 through 4 exist before 5 and then 6, or do they exist concurrently? Well, no, but I'm saying, like, did they get to maps and they're like, I think we should broaden our intelligence?
Well, I will say it doesn't really detail that out on this specific page. I'm sure we could search and, like, get through it in a bunch of different pages, but right here.
So MI1's the Director of Military Intelligence and Cryptography. MI2 is responsible for just Russia and Scandinavia. MI3 is responsible for Germany and Eastern Europe. MI4, aerial reconnaissance. MI5, domestic intelligence. MI6, foreign intelligence, except for probably Russia, Scandinavia, Germany, and Eastern Europe, because those other branches have that shit covered. Because and then they those, just go yeah. right to MI8, which is interception and interpretation of communication.
Well, no, they don't. No, they don't. Yeah. There's some shit MI7, going on MI7, doing, and we do
that's
not.
That's their Area 51.
Yeah. Oh, boy. MI7.
There's like 19 of these. I'm not reading them all.
Yeah, you don't have would to. Stop I officially six. Don't really.
Do you know why MI6 is afraid of MI7?
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, because MI7, 8, MI9. by God.
I'll be here all week, and by here all
so,
week,
I mean,
I'm quarantined up in my attic.
You'll be locked in inside because you can't leave.
Yeah.
Because I'm a super spreader.
What is it like living in like the moments before a horror movie starts? You're sequestered in the attic.
I thought you were asking Glenn and his astonishing naked librarian that's running behind him.
Because there's a naked ghost trying to kill me.
Yeah. Mine's just a cold attic that's semi-furnished. Mine's fine. I mean, probably the scariest thing about mine is that I live in Kentucky, the land of Mitch McConnell.
Gross.
Actually, you brought it up. How is he still the thing?
I couldn't tell you. We have our own little insurrection going on. Our governor, who beat Matt Bevin, who had said that, what was her name? The secretary of Kentucky that denied gay marriage. Whatever that trash fire of a woman was.
Yeah, I forget her name. I remember her face because her picture was everywhere.
Thank God we've forgotten her name. It needs to be forgotten. But anyway, Matt Bevin, our previous governor, said that she was an inspiration to our children. He lost. He lost in the last governor race. And Andy Beshear won. Well, since all the pandemic, Kentucky is not too fond of Andy Beshear because they think he is a dictator trying to tell
it's
people how
everywhere.
To quote unquote
like, regardless
yeah.
of
I was gonna say government. That's
like people just don't understand how
yeah you're
works.
describing Pennsylvania right now too
same it's the same Jersey. With Ohio we have a republic in Ohio there's Republican DeWine and they're doing the same thing but they always frame it in the form of well, I mean, God, we could get into a whole thing of where Trump's genius of being like, I'm just trying to clean the swamp and I'm not a politician. So hate Republicans and Democrats. But it's bonkers. I don't know how Mitch McConnell, how that turtle
he
is.
He probably is charm and boyish good looks.
boy. Well, I mean, for the representatives from MI6 that are listening to this podcast, because I'm sure that's actually going to happen because we're publishing something with that
sure.
in the title. They have to do it. If you could help us out understanding how Mitch McConnell is still a thing, let us know. We'll even do like a recruitment ad for you. We won't charge you the $8 that we normally charge our sponsors. Just hit us up. You know how to find us. You're an intelligence agency.
You can figure it out, we bet.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're not hard to find.
Send old Jimmy B on over here.
Since they're military intelligence, do they so this is just an assumption that England, the UK, has the same branches of military that we have?
I don't think they have
a space force.
Yeah.
I forgot that was one of them.
Yeah, we've all forgotten that it's a very real thing.
But so does MI6 and MI5, are their agents pulled from, like, James Bond is Commander James Bond from the Navy. So are their agents pulled from different branches of their armed forces?
Well, I think very practically, let's assume that, you know, Ian Fleming based this on his experience and there is some level of accuracy there. I would say that that's probably a likely source for them to recruit from. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do
you think they like set up a 10x10 like pop up in the Tesco parking lot and just recruit? Like, I mean, maybe they do that too. I don't know.
Do you want to see the world? And by world, I mean excluding Germany, Scandinavia, Russia.
Russia.
Those ones, we got a whole separate department for those ones, but don't.
And you ain't ready for that, son.
Yeah.
I like that.
But you got to think when those were formed,
from
like
Full Metal Jacket.
God, whoever's keeping tabs on Germany right now has probably got it so easy.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Compared to when they decided they needed a whole separate division for Germany now, like.
Well, I wonder if there's going to be a shakeup now that they're stuck in the middle of either Brexiting or not Brexiting, right? Like, are they going to have to rethink their country designations now that they're not part of the EU? Or are they part of the EU? Do they even know what they are anymore?
No, it's a real quantum state right now. They are simultaneously part of and not part of the EU. Just whether or not you observe them.
It's the quantum of solace.
Well done. Good James Bond pull.
Yeah.
Good James Bonding.
Hey Ricky, man. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for putting up with their shit and hopping on and
thanks for putting up with my shit for not being able to get on Zoom via my computer. Because my internet's so far away in the attic.
Blame the corona.
It's true. Hey, man, you want? I got anything you want to plug?
Yeah, where am I?
What's coming up, bud?
Yeah, you got. No. You got.
You can check out my Dry Bar special. I would say on the Dry Bar app, but I went on the app looking for yours, Glenn, to see if it had dropped without you knowing, and couldn't
I would
find
not be
my.
Surprised.
I couldn't find my special anymore on the app. So,
well, they have to quarantine your special for 10 days.
That's probably what it is. They don't want you messing up mine.
So I messaged them and I was just like, hey, is there a reason why my special's not on? Did I do something by it?
And I mean, it comes up on mine under recently watched.
Does it? Okay. Because when I
picked it up,
when I searched it,
It plays for me, but then it made my headphones jump over.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I'm glad. Yeah. So if you can search Dead Bod or My Name Ricky Glore on the Dry Bar app, watch that. More importantly, because I don't think I've had a stream in 2 months, buy or stream my album that Glenn produced called Spinning Image on Spotify or buy it on iTunes or wherever you get your music.
It's very
that
good.
Is all
funny.
I have the plug.
As the guy who produced it.
Yeah, you have to say that.
I listened to it a whole bunch. It's very good. And I like it a lot. I'm just, since you mentioned the possibility of them releasing my thing without telling me, I'm looking to see if they did it. Because they said January.
It's not there, bud.
There's not a lot of late January left. So they told me initially.
What would they tell you?
March. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, we moved it to late January. I'm like, oh, excellent. And then it's the 23rd. There's a week left, so I guess it comes out this week.
Oh,
it's magical. I'm excited. Are you ready for all that fame? Do you think they'll release like a press release and be like the 2.1 million TikToker with potty training, Glenn Tickle? Do you think they'll rename your special potty training?
I sure hope not.
Did they send you an image of what your main image is going
to
be?
No, they sent me a rough cut and asked me what I wanted them to call it. And I gave them a minor edit to do on the rough cut and told them I wanted them to call it The Favorite. And they said they would send me back a final cut and that image before they put it out, but they've not done that yet. But I don't know. I mean, there's a pandemic, so I'm sure that's throwing things off for them. Sure. Well, that's it for Improvised Wikipedia. It's been a great show. We had a lot of fun. We learned a lot of things. Ricky's tremendous. I apparently have a Dry Bar special coming out this week. I'm very popular on TikTok. Who knows? I did a video about potty training that has 2 million views, and people are genuinely concerned for my health, because the internet is full of dummies. Bye.